6 coal miners in Utah were trapped 1,500 feet underground when the support beams collapsed. Digging was immediately started in an effort to rescue the 6. 5 volunteer miners risked their lives to descend down to the location of the cave-in. A day later, another cave-in occurred, killing 3 of the 5 would-be rescuers. All 5 were pulled out of the mine. The government banned any further attempts at rescue by men. Instead, machines would be used to burrow into the ground. Listening devices would be able to detect any human activity, and probes would be able to detect the amount of oxygen present. Even though most people figured that the original 6 had died almost immediately, 5 more holes were dug during the next 2 weeks in an effort to find and deliver food and water to survivors. This effort was made more difficult because searchers did not know the exact location of the original cave-in. After the 4th, 5th, and 6th digs had produced no positive results, the owner of the mine said that was it. Enough was enough. He had done all he could do, and after 2 weeks of no food and water, it was impossible that anyone could still be alive. The families of the 6 miners were outraged, telling the media that the owner had given only lip service to rescue attempts. They planned to sue.